You're listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
What's going on, everyone? Joe and Mike back again from buildassetsonline.com. And today we're going to break down how we created a dropshipping store that to date has done $4,389,311.60 in sales, all from one dropshipping store. And we're going to break down the timeline, tell you the steps we did along the way so you know what to expect, and learn a little bit about, how you can replicate what we did for yourself.
Now, yeah.
The thing
through COVID, you know, it's was able to propel forward. So a lot of people have concerns about, you know, that type of thing. But I'll let you get to what you were going to say, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, we've actually grown this year, which we'll show because we break down the year by year screenshots. Even despite, I think it could have grown more if not for the COVID situation. But I do think that in the end, it's going to be better because of it. But that's a whole nother story. So right now, the estimated asset value of this store, we believe to be about 1.5 million. So that's when we sell it. And by the way, guys, when we build these dropshipping stores, we see a lot of people on YouTube build these stores. They're like, hey, I did 50,000 in a month. I did 200,000 in a month. And then the store just totally falls off. We're not looking to do that. We like to build things for the long term that we're going, that we plan on selling for a big exit. And that's the better way to do it by far. I don't really have to explain why. But yeah, don't pay attention to people who are just showing you 1 month of income, 1 month of revenue. It's just nonsense. It's just like basically like, it's almost akin to like hitting the lottery or something, or like winning a prize. Like, it's not going to bring you any long-term wealth. What we're doing really is how you build wealth online and how you build a full-time income online. So Mike, let's talk about this first year. So we really got started this store in 2016. I don't know. We did a couple thousand in December, but 2017 was the first year selling. And we go through the first steps that we lay out in our dropshipping process, which is basically securing our first suppliers and getting ads. So what was basically going on this first year with the ads? Because that was pretty much all we were doing at this time was suppliers and ads. Were we doing mostly Google Shopping? Were we doing any text ads at this point? What was going on?
Yeah, I mean, it started out basically just Google Shopping, maybe a few text ads here and there, but Google Shopping is really the backbone for getting started because it allows you to see what products are going to sell. With text ads, it's kind of tedious to do it because you're targeting individual keywords. Shopping ads, you essentially upload a feed of your products and Google will show you for a plethora of different keywords. And so we have a special way of doing, you know, Google Shopping ads so that they're more targeted, but really, for this first year, we're just getting a feel of what's selling, what's not selling, what suppliers have good margins, maybe we want to promote them more, and what suppliers aren't so great. And so there is up and down, as with anything, you know, as with a stock, as with whatever. But the important thing is that long term, it does go up. And so you can see that, you know, January, we had a really good month starting out, and then it kind of dipped and it, you know, goes up and down. Different trends, different seasons, but it ends on a high note at the end of the year.
Yeah, and that was very important what you said, that the first year, you're getting comfortable with your suppliers, you're solidifying those relationships, you're seeing what's selling and what's not selling, what you're going to sell over and over again, and what you're not really going to sell. So take when you're first year into this, kind of take that as what you're doing. And the second year really is when things started to heat up a little bit. So Mike, we weren't doing any SEO at this point. SEO is search engine optimization, if you don't know what that is. But you were starting to scale our text ads, which is basically how we were getting these sales because that's the only thing we were doing. So can you tell people a little bit what happened there?
On top of the text ads, we're also scaling the Google ads because within Google ads, you know, you can start off, and we like to be conservative with our budget in the beginning. We want to spend, you know, $10 a day, $20 a day, and slowly increase it once we figure out where we want to allocate our spend. Maybe we want to put more towards this product, less towards this product, maybe more towards computers, less towards mobile. So there's a whole process for that and different ways you can see like how much further you can go with it. And it's a pretty long game. But with text ads, you know, we're seeing, okay, these products are selling well on Google Shopping. We like working with these brands. And so now we can really begin to dominate. And so you can think about the Google search engine and like Google search engine results almost as pieces of real estate. So if someone is searching for a particular product. And, you know, let's say it's if someone's searching like a generic name for a product, that exact search may get hundreds or thousands of searches each month. And so if we decide that we want to show up for that particular search because we know that we get sales from it, we want to show up not only in the shopping ads, now we want to show up in the text ads. And so we have not one, but two pieces, or maybe even more, on that particular, you know, section of the search engine. And so that's also when we decide to do organic search engine optimization to hopefully get another piece in the organic Google search result.
Yeah. So our organic SEO was not really off of the ground at this point. I remember brainstorming, we were trying to figure out what to do. But just to clarify what you said for people about the search engine real estate. So we had realized from our first year, 2017, of the shopping campaigns, what was selling and what was not selling. So at that point, Mike basically said, hey, let's take up more of that search engine real estate so that when someone searches for Acme Kitchen Island, not only are they going to see our site in the top Google shopping ads or on the side Google shopping ads, but they're also going to see below that in the text ads basically saying, hey, shop for Acme Kitchen Island here. So that's exactly what we did in 2018. We were just scaling it up based on the data we had from that first year. Now, the third year in 2019 is when things really started rolling. Now, we just kind of rinsed and repeated the process that we just explained. By the way, if you want to learn more about how we do our Google ads for dropshipping, we have a whole separate episode on that. It's going to pop up now if you're watching on YouTube, and it'll be also be in the description. And if you're listening on the podcast, it'll be on the show notes on our site if you want to check that out. It's an episode about Google ads for dropshipping. We just put it out recently. But anyway, the third year is when things really started heating up. And that's when we started our offsite blog to basically drive users to this site. And then we started optimizing this site to show up organically in the search as well. So it was at this point where I was, as part of our duo, our little business here, I was off trying to learn SEO, doing a lot of experiments on other sites, seeing what's working, what wasn't working, and kind of narrowing down on a process. And so when I first had an idea of like, okay, this might work, I started an offsite blog where I basically targeted very long tail, unique keywords that I knew had high buying intent. So I was able to rank for those keywords on the offsite blog very early and then drive traffic organically to the dropshipping store, which brought in even more sales. And I also started the process of optimizing the store itself to rank in Google. And so you can see from this screenshot, this is a screenshot of the offsite blog. And it actually goes to date. So now we get around 700 to 1,000 visits a day, which it does two things. So first of all, it sends more traffic to our store, like I said, but we're also growing this offsite blog to be a separate part of the asset, which is why we hope to get a large exit on this asset, because the offsite blog is not only making money for our store, but it's also making money sending people to Amazon. You could see right here, this year we did over $4,000 in Amazon commissions just for related types of products. And as the site gets more traffic every month, we're going to throw ads on it. We're going to basically grow it into a huge, huge niche site that's going to be like a partner for the main store. Now, I also started doing SEO on the main site later in 2019. And I did it after the blog. So I made a bunch of long tail articles, but I also organized the site architecture. I made sure that when the search engine lands on the site, that everything is linked in its proper place. So when it hits the homepage, the search engine is going to know, hey, we have this collection, we have this collection, we have this collection. And the search engine's going around and it's basically clicking all the links. And so it adds it to Google's index. And then we started ranking for that. And to boost that even further, we started getting links from really, really like high value publications. And we actually just hired someone to take care of this for us. We did it a little bit in-house, basically just working with reporters that publish on like really high-end magazines that give a lot of what's called link juice. If you're not familiar with SEO, it's like if you get a link from like a huge site like Forbes.com, it's going to basically pass a lot of value to your site and make sure that your site goes up in the search engine. So that's what we're doing, is we're securing those high-value links and making sure our store's architecture is very search engine friendly. So you can see, it's kind of small on the screenshot here, but basically the organic traffic to our store, which is very targeted to the products we're selling, is really growing month over month over month. And we're starting to show for basically the exact brands, the exact products that we're looking to sell. And that's really where you want to be, because if you remember, like Mike said earlier, it's about the real estate. We're taking up the shopping result. We're taking up the paid text ad on Google. Then we're taking up multiple spots in the organic search result. So basically the first page of Google, we're owning like half of it for the stuff we know sells from the information that we gathered all in that first year. So that's really how it comes together. And now you can see this year, 2020, we're at over 2 million sales, Mike.
Yeah, and that's really incredible just thinking about, I haven't even looked at it like that. When you showed the 2017 sales, we did like 268,000 in the whole year. And now we do that basically every single month. And so it's literally been 10x growth. And so, yeah, I mean, just to go back to the original thing that you were talking about, a lot of people are online flexing these screenshots about how they did this little trend and they made $100,000 in a month. And you don't really hear anything from them after that. So this is the true right way to do it, because not only are we staying consistent and growing month over month, so we're getting that cash flow every single month, but we're also doing things not just to boost our cash flow, but to boost the amount that we can sell the store for at the end. And so this is how you execute a dropshipping store or any sort of online business correctly.
Yeah. So if you're looking to get started with dropshipping, our next video that we're going to put out, it may not be out yet if you're watching this just when this video comes out, but it's going to be the 10 best high ticket dropshipping products of 2021. The link will be in the description, or it'll pop up now if it's out. So subscribe if you want to get alerted for that. And I'm also going to put a bunch of other relevant links in the description where you can see interviews with other successful students that we've had, people that have kind of done similar results to us. And yeah. So highly suggest you check those out. And thanks so much for watching.
Take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.